true.
Poison. All right, 8:29 with the morning after on Q105. Good morning. Podcasts on the website.
I got sevens, eights, and nines.
Q1055.com. Podcast, excuse me, after the show. It's Eric Chase, Demetrius Nicodemus, and Philip Taylor. We will be looking for your calls before 9 o'clock this morning. We're going to talk some Apple stuff in the 9 o'clock hour. And that cheating thing that you guys mentioned.
Cheating?
Yeah.
Who's cheating?
Well, nobody. But, oh. I mean, if you were to cheat, I have some thoughts. This is why I don't, like, hardcore plan the show, because we don't see each other every day like we used to. Yeah. Stuff just comes up, and I want to talk about it.
We have to stop having conversations and music breaks.
You know what? I really want to – I didn't mention this before because I had noticed it, but I want to thank you for growing in the rest of your facial hair to hide that Magnum P.I. porn stash that you were trying to pick for, like,
a week. I appreciate
your
stash. It was okay. It was a poor stash, but I appreciate it.
And again, it wasn't planned. It's just the way, like, I shaved this side and then this side. I'm like, oh, look at that.
Look at that. Now we're having this urge to hand candy to kids.
I'm hibernating till March or April. There was a passing the other day, and I guess not surprising to some close to him. Harvey Steele from K100, a co-worker of us sitting in the studio, passed away the other day. And K100 has long been the behemoth and most dominant radio station here in Toledo. Mm-hmm. I guess even if you didn't like country music, you still knew about it. And the morning show that Harvey was a part of for a very long time. I guess, what did he, like, over 20 years?
Mm-hmm. Say, like, 26.
And they won a CMA shortly after they got started. Shores and Steele, Gary Shores, Harvey Steele. And I don't know Harvey, didn't know Harvey all that well. I would see Harvey a couple times per year when we would go out and do remotes. We run into lots of different people. But I first met Harvey, like, at Appliance Center. And he came over and chatted with me, and he was a jovial, completely affable guy. And in ensuing encounters with Harvey, it was the same thing. I never met him before, and I wasn't a country fan, so I didn't listen to the station. I didn't know about the legend and the lore of this great show, but he treated me like he'd known me for 20 years, and I understand why not only the show was successful, but he and Gary are beloved for what they did in this community. And I know that Harvey was a big, big advocate of organ donation, as he received a liver about 20 years ago. And again, he passed away due to, I guess, complications of diabetes after being in the ICU for a couple of days. So he is one of the most genuinely nice human beings I've ever met. And aside from that, because I can't say much more than that, he was just always very nice and kind to me and to many others. But I also wanted to throw out that, at least as far as I've been doing what I've been doing, I've never hated people who worked at the competition before. Like, I might have hated people for a specific reason, but I remember getting into radio, and there were some, like, really evil, insidious things.
Some nasty
things.
People.
Yeah. Like, for instance, there was a radio station battle that I was aware of. I think this was in Florida.
Okay.
Where, and people hated one another. Like, it was, like, good versus evil. And
just because of their jobs, or because, like, personal, just because their jobs?
Yeah,
because that's ridiculous.
Like radio station X versus radio station Y, like, they would order a pizza, have the pizza delivered to their place, pee on it, and send it over to the other place. Like, it was, they would do some terrible things.
That's extra. Terrible.
And I have never, ever thought like that at all. Like, especially now.
That's good to know.
I know. Yeah. I never wanted to pee on. did you have many encounters with Harvey?
In the time that I've been on the air, like, we've had, Harvey Steele and I have had, like, shared experiences. There have been people that have been in my life that have then touched his. And those kind of experiences brought us together. Like, he would send me texts about, like, ridiculous things. We wouldn't text back and forth a lot. Like, he would just find something interesting and go deep, boom. And that was it. But, like, the first time I met him was at an Appliance Center.
Yeah.
Remote. Like, and
Appliance Center bringing people together.
You know, like, have you ever, like, gotten the news that somebody has passed and you've literally done, like, an audible, like, what?
Yeah.
Like, out loud. didn't matter where you were, didn't matter what you were doing, it stopped you from whatever was going on. Mm-hmm. That's what happened to me when I saw this. I was like, and I was like, damn, you know, I didn't know he was that sick.
Yeah.
So I think not knowing that made it more of a shock, because he's always looked very, very healthy to me. You know, I mean, he's always just been Harvey.
But when it creeps up on you, especially from like those like diabetes complications, like it creeps up on you pretty fast and strong sometimes. So
yeah,
I would see.
It sucks.
Yeah.
I think the last time I had a long conversation with Harvey was I was kind of brought together to, or the connection was made at Appliance Center with Goldberg and Greg Keenly. And they were like a trio.
Yeah.
And there was time.
Like the weird three amigos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Harvey was going to a ball game over the summertime, and he was there early, and I was outside with the dogs. And it was that's the last like long conversation I had with him. But again, not many chats with Harvey, but always just, he was the kind of person, and it sounds very cliche, he's the kind of person that made you feel like you knew him for like 20 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you didn't really mm-hmm. know much about one another. But obviously we had the kindred thing here of working in radio, so there's like a silent understanding of what we all go
suffer
through. So Harvey was big into organ donation. I know the local news places like 13 and 11 have highlighted that, and that's something that you might want to investigate, because I guess the last 20 years of Harvey's life have been thanks to a liver transplant.
That's awesome.
But again, I don't like dislike people who work at the like 13 and 11. Like, I don't know if Jordan Strack wants to kill Sean Hegarty.
I don't think that's a thing.
He might.
I don't think that's a thing.
You think they like throw on like leather vests?
Like Anchorman?
Like legit street gangs.
Like West Side Story, like they're out here like singing and dancing mm-hmm. and gonna stab each other? No, that's not a thing.
Jordan and Sean are probably a bad example.
We bring him in front of you, Sean Hegarty, in front of you, Lord Godfather Jerry.
Like,
dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
If you ever pay attention to like the events that like we all end up at sometimes, like we're actually pretty cordial towards each other. There's really no issues. Now, we have personal issues with each other. I have some with some people, but those are personal issues. It has nothing to do with their job. Like, I look forward to everybody succeeding. So
now, I've never had that hatred of media battles, like Yankees, Red Sox kind of disgust and hatred. I mean, we're all in this together, and you know, there's no reason to pee on somebody's pizza. Also, I don't know when he hit you.
Harvey, there's no need to pee on a pizza, bro. Why you got to pee on somebody's pizza?
You're ruining a good pizza. Pee on something nasty like ramen. Harvey was also, Harvey and Gary, who I'd never spoken to and never met Gary before, at least I didn't know that I didn't meet, maybe I ran into him, but not like Harvey. They were both two of the first people to send messages my way on Facebook after we were fired.
Yes, fired.
That's the word.
We were fired. Yes. It wasn't, hey, we were put on sabbatical. No,
you go into hiatus for a couple months?
That's some white people stuff right there. It's like white people just can't wrap their minds around getting fired.
Why?
Like, so it's always got to be like, I was let go, I was laid off, I got to do.
But
no,
let
bro.
Let go and laid off means that you're going to be back eventually.
I'm going to need you to let go of this job.
Yeah.
Wait till you fire somebody.
You were lit. That's what you were.
It's 8:38. What's your New Year's resolution? We will need you to call in for this, because we're going to tell you what you will resolve to do before 9 o'clock. Like, Philip.
What's up?
I don't have a resolution for you.
I don't have one for myself either.
Your life's over with.
Stop drinking.
Keep what you're
start
doing.
Focusing on the calendar.
Yeah. Q text us at 419-24.